Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Thank you for your votes today as we crown the 930 Knucklehead of the Week with your participation. And we had some doozies this week, for sure. One of our runners-up will be the guy that, one of the guys that's runner-up is the 23-year-old from the University of Missouri that took his car out on the basketball court the other night and caused $100,000 damage to the hardwood as he was driving around tearing stuff up. Another nominee that got plenty of votes. And with all the travel going on this weekend, you can only imagine when things get backed up for mass travel and stuff. Some lady like this, an 80-year-old woman, thought it would be good luck to throw coins into the jet engine. She was about to climb on a jet. Hey, for good luck, let's throw some coins into the engine. Fortunately, some passengers saw her, and once they fished all the quarters out of there, all the change, the plane had sat there for 5 hours before everyone could take off. She just thought it was good luck. Both of those got votes, but nobody could top our 930 Knucklehead of the Week, the Bouncy House Bomber.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Lots of votes coming in for the Bouncy House Bomber. It's Melbourne, Australia, where this all went down. And this guy is, he's the boss of a big party rental store. And the party rental store, one of the things they specialize in is bouncy houses. Well, the unfortunate thing for this guy in his 60s was that, and the owner of the business, was that other people rent bouncy houses too. And he can't have that. So he paid one of his employees $2,000 a pop between December of last year and February of this year. He made 5 different runs, 10 different bombings against all the competitors, blowing up all the other bouncy house competitors so he would sit alone at the top of the heap. Well, he sits in a jailhouse now in Melbourne, Australia. The Bouncy House Bomber, the 930 Knucklehead of the Week.